91X News.
It's minus 10 with light snow at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. One lane is now open on the eastbound 401, allowing traffic to go through Shannonville. There were four different tractor-trailer accidents just east of Belleville earlier today, says Julianne Porritt, the media officer for the Napanee OBP detachment, one of which jackknifed, blocking both lanes. All four accidents were between Highway 49 in Deseronto and Shannonville Road. The accident blocking both lanes happened around 6 this morning. Brighton Council wants more detail about the plan for a medical marijuana facility near Highway 30 before it grants approval. Stephen Barber is a project manager of the Great Lakes Cannabis Corporation and presented council with his plan for the medical marijuana facility at Monday night's meeting. It's a project, he says, will cost between $12 and $15 million. Barber says he plans on hiring as many local contractors for the construction as possible, and the project could employ between 100 and 300 local residents during the construction and working in the finished facility.
We plan to be community aware, good corporate citizens of the community, and best yet, utilize as much of the labor force from around this area as possible. Now we believe that is a key element, because it's good for the community, but if we have people from around the area that are directly involved with our plant, it makes them feel like they're part owners. It's an ownership. They want to make sure that everything is good and runs good. And that is only once we're operating. Even before operation, we will try to utilize as many of the local contractors, subcontractors, tradespeople as possible.
As for next steps, Brighton Mayor Mark Wallace told Barber to meet with the staff to develop a site plan for approval. Until then, council will wait to approve the facility. Provincial police say a house fire that killed two people last week in Brighton is being investigated as a homicide. Police say the home was engulfed in flames when the Brighton Fire Department responded Wednesday morning. They say the building was significantly damaged, and investigators located the bodies of two adults. They have been identified as 62-year-old Louise Earl and 67-year-old Wayne Earl, both of Brighton. OPP say the investigation continues with the assistance of the Office of the Fire Marshal and the local fire department, but say there is no public safety concern at this time. They say more information will be provided as it becomes available. Authorities have described a horrifying scene inside a normal-looking home in a Southern California suburb where police found 13 siblings had been locked up in filthy conditions. Police found several children shackled to their beds, and some were so malnourished that officers at first believed all were children, even though their ages range from 2 to 29. Matt Gutman reports from Paris, California.
The house where David and Louise Turpin are accused of keeping their 13 children sometimes in shackles is a quaint one-story four-bedroom house in a suburban neighborhood with manicured lawns. There are four cars in the driveway. It belies the horrors that police said went on inside, including psychological and physical abuse that may have been going on for decades.
Representatives from 20 countries will get down to business in Vancouver today as Canada and the U.S. jointly host a meeting about the threat posed by North Korea. But the gathering has already been criticized for who isn't invited. Terry Theodore has the story.
China says its lack of invitation is Cold War thinking, while Russia's foreign minister calls the meeting harmful. Both those countries were allies of North Korea during the war that ended in 1953. Eric Walsh, Canada's ambassador to South Korea, says the meeting brings together representatives from countries that supported South Korea.
This group, which on a lot of issues may not see eye to eye, agrees that North Korea is one of the biggest challenges.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says any resolution to the North Korean threat will have to include China and Russia. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
Just days after a false alert about an incoming missile caused a panic in Hawaii, a similar warning was accidentally sent out today in Japan. Anthony Trotter has more.
First Hawaii, now Japan. Another false alarm over a missile launch. National broadcaster NHK sent an alert to mobile phones and its website that a North Korean missile launch had occurred. Japanese citizens were instructed to shelter inside buildings or go underground. Minutes later, Japan's top network apologized for the error, but unlike Hawaii, no panic or disruption was reported from the false alarm. Anthony Trotter, ABC News, Tokyo.
Premier Kathleen Wynne says she's relieved to hear that a Toronto girl's claim that a man cut her hijab as she walked to school has turned out to be untrue. Wynne, who was among many who denounced the alleged attack on Friday, thanked police for their work in the matter, as did Toronto Mayor John Tory. Toronto police say the 11-year-old girl's claim has turned out to be untrue, and that they have closed their investigation with no charges being laid. Tory says he'll continue to speak out against hate and intolerance, and urged others to be vigilant in the fight against bigotry, including anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Ontario's education minister says provincial funding of $784 million will be used to build 39 new schools. Mitzi Hunter says the money will also help pay for renovations and additions to another 40 schools across the province. Some of the work will include creating new child care centers in the schools. The province has previously announced it will spend $1.6 billion in the next 5 years to create 45,000 new licensed child care spaces in schools and other spaces. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
My YMCA membership is more than a way for my family to stay fit. After losing my job, the WISE Financial Assistance Program helped us keep our membership so the kids could stay in their rec programs they love. And my wife and I could stick with our exercise routine. To think, when we joined, we thought the YMCA was just a gym. If you become part of the Y family, you won't pay a joining fee or registration. Plus, there's no locked-in contract. So many reasons why you should do it. What will your Y story be? Visit whytheymca.com.
Now in sports. Toronto guard Kyle Lowry had 13 points in his return from a bruised tailbone in the Raptors' 117-111 loss in Philadelphia yesterday. Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey says he's okay with players getting angry during the game as long as it does not go over the edge.
We should be feisty. We should come out with a fighter's mentality. Team is challenging. You got to come out with spirit. And, you know, I don't mind that at all, guys, as long as they keep it under control and keep their focus and not let officiating take us out of what we want to do.
Chris Tierney had a goal and an assist, and Martin Jones made 35 saves in the Sharks' third straight victory over their longtime rivals, 4-1 over the LA Kings. Sharks goaltender Martin Jones says they have no trouble revving up to play the Kings.
It's easy to prepare for games against these guys, or you know, any division games. Those are obviously big 4-point games for us. So you know, we know what the standings are like, and we know how difficult it is. So yeah, these are obviously important games.
No one in the NHL is hotter these days than New York Islanders' Matthew Barzal. The speedy center picked up a goal and two assists in Monday night's 5-4 win over Montreal to give him 10 points in the last three games. Barzal says he'll enjoy the hot streak while it lasts.
I think during the season there's, ups and downs, and, there's times where you feel like you're never going to score again, and there's times where you feel like everything's going in, so hopefully we can just ride it for a while.
Ice Dance Darlings Tessa Virtue and Scott Meyer will carry Canada's flag into the opening ceremony at next month's Winter Games in South Korea. The Olympic gold medalists were introduced today at a news conference in Ottawa. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was there to mark the occasion. Virtue, 28, and Meyer, 30, made their Olympic debut 8 years ago on home ice in Vancouver, where they captured a gold medal and became household names. They skated to a silver medal 4 years ago in Sochi. The duo then took 2 years off before deciding to make a run for one more Olympic title. They say they will retire after the games in Pyeongchang. Canada's Milos Raonic has slumped to his earliest exit in the Grand Slam since 2011, losing in the first round at the Australian Open to Lukas Latsko of Slovakia. The Thornhill, Ontario resident is coming off an injury-filled season that saw his ranking drop to 24th from a career high of number 3 in 2016. Also, Eugenie Bouchard of Westmount, Quebec, advanced in her match while Peter Polonsky of Thornhill, Ontario, lost his first-rounder. There are 6 games scheduled in the NHL tonight, but only one features a Canadian team, as the Toronto Maple Leafs host the St. Louis Blues. Toronto has back-to-back losses headed into tonight's game, dropping 1-goal decisions to both Columbus and Ottawa. Veteran outfielder Curtis Granderson reportedly signed a 1-year deal with the Toronto Blue Jays last night, according to several media outlets. Granderson reportedly agreed to a $5 million contract pending a physical. The 36-year-old hit .212 with 26 home runs and 64 runs batted in last season for the New York Mets and Los Angeles Dodgers. Send us your TMR League scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. Forecast for Belleville, today a mix of sun and cloud with 60% chance of flurries and a high of -3. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with 30% chance of flurries and a low of -11. At 12:11, it's -10. QNET News on air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr, news on 91X, next.